Hilchot Torah, Akev, page 26. Okay, Pasuk says in today's Pasha, V'achil chas haman. Hashem gave the Jews the man to eat. L'man ediachot, to let you know that a person does not live on bread alone, but everything else that Hashem creates. So he says, Hine haman u'b'chines tal. The man is the level of do. Like it says, Atal shech v'satal. The Pasuk says that there was, in the morning, dew fell, the mon fell on top of the dew, and then dew fell on top of the mon. What dew are we talking about? A dew sandwich, yeah. That is the dew that Hashem's going to resurrect the dead when Mashiach comes. And that's the level of Rachmim Rabim, of the great mercy of Hashem. They could say in davening, Mechaya Mesim Berachmim Rabim, Hashem resurrects the dead with great mercy. What does it mean in heaven that Hashem resurrects the dead with Rachamim Rabim? Like, what does that mean? He says in Iksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Hashem says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Hashem says, I've been planting the neshamas of the Yidden, Zera Adam and Zera Behemah, seed of man and seed of animals. Peter, Shiyash, Beis, meaning neshamas. There's two levels in neshamas, two types of neshamas, Chinas Adam or Chinas Behemah. A level of neshamas that are called Adam, neshamas that are called Behemah. The Yuv and Zal Mashakos will understand this, what it says in the Pasuk. Pnei Ariel Elayimin, it says in the Nevuah of Yecheskel, in the throne of Hashem, is the four animals. So Pnei Ariel, the lion is on the right. Now right is a level of Ahava, Chesed. Ugmakumachik Siv Yet, it says Ari Shog Mila Yiro, when a lion roars, will you not fear? L'cheira, it seems that the fact that the Aryeh was on the right side of the throne, the lion was on the right side of the throne, means that Aryeh, lion, is a level of chesed. Yet, we know, Aryeh, as Alter Rebbe is going to say in a second, Aryeh, lion, is the same letters as Yirah, of fear. And not only that, the Pasuk says, Aryeh, shoag milo Yirah. If a lion roars, you're not going to get fearful. So l'chayra, how could it be? Is the Aryeh Ava or is it Yira? Which one is it? Is the revelation. In other words, basically, how do you reconcile these two things? That is Ava and Yira, Chesed and Gevura. So it says, what is the level of Aryeh Lamaila? Is the revelation of Gdulosei, like it says, the greatness of Hashem, that it says, Gdulosei Ein Cheked, it's infinite, and therefore, Eni Yochel Eslabish Toch Almin, it's not able to come into the world. That's why you say, Ein Cheked, there is no end, meaning it cannot come into a limited world. Lachain, meaning like this. When this level of Yirah is revealed, so great that it cannot become internalized within a person, that causes the person to have awe and fear of Hashem. That means it's so great and I am nothing compared to that thing, I can't even handle it. So yes, it's a revelation from above, which by definition is chesed, ava. At the same time, it causes the level of yira. K'meishi l'mayla b'chinas ava. Okay, skip the three lines. V'zeu enyin sheyeret al mizbech eish ketsuras ayah da'ochum kol korban. That explains, the Gemara says in Yuma, that in the days of Shlema Melech, a coal fell down from heaven onto the mizbech, crouched like a lion. Okay, now, the question is, why it's a lion? You want to bring down a fire from Hashem, I understand. You know, it's the power from above to be able to bring korbanos. Why it's like a lion, not like a kosher animal or whatever. Dahainu b'chinas chele v'dam shenichle v'nisgara v'nisr v'zgala zu. It's the fat and the blood of the animals that became consumed with this great revelation of Hashem. V'alzen nemer ki Hashem elakecho eish eich lehu sheseirev u'machale kol ha'ishim, that it burned. In other words, fire is a level of yira. Water is a level of chesed. Fire is a level of yira, like we know, right? So now, this fire that consumed karbonis, that's the level of gvura, of yira. But it's the level of yira that comes from the super great revelation of Hashem, of chesed, so to speak. In other words, l'gdula soy, gdula is chesed. Like we said, l'cha Hashem ha'gdula v'ha'gvura v'ha'tefeiris. In fact, it's brought down the Mekubalim Rishenim. The earlier Mekubalim didn't call it chesed gvura teferes. They called it gdula gvura teferes. Like we say in David, l'cha Hashem ha'gdula v'ha'gvura v'ha'tefeiris. Why? Because the great level of gedula, of a revelation of Hashem, which is so great it cannot become internalized within the person, that level is actually causes fear of Hashem. Which is the level of gvura, mailum master bechinas gedula. Now, in other words, Dr. Rebbe is saying like this: Mabish, the reverse of normal. The right is a level of yira, and the left is a level of short. Short is a level of left. Now, l'cheira, aryeh is yira, not short. So he says like this: in order to have a revelation that internal that you can handle, it needs to be limited. So first, you need tzimtzum in order to be able to have chesed. Because if chesed, ahava, is revealed in its infinite state, you get nothing. So in order to get a revelation from Hashem that you should be able to deal with, internalize, feel it, whatever, so that it has to be limited first. Because l'gdolosi ein cheker, Hashem's chesed is unlimited, in order for us to benefit from Hashem's chesed, he has to limit it. And therefore, the right side is aryeh, which shows fear, which this great level is so great that cannot become internalized, therefore causes fear. But the left side, which is really yira, but it's really tzimtzum, which is really love, because otherwise you don't get anything. Like we learned, you want to drink water by Niagara Falls, you need a little cup. If you don't limit it, you get nothing. He says, "Va'ava shenim shum abchina zu nikra b'shem behema lo shenukva." Therefore, the love that you get through the level of gvura is called nukva, behema, feminine, shemikabelz b'china shored anal. In other words, Dr. Rebbe says like this: the word shored, axe, is masculine. Behema is feminine. Right? Now, the behemoths get their existence from the shard of the Merkava. The chayis, the beasts, get their chayis in the aryeh of the Merkava, because it's not an animal, it's a beast. And then you have Nesha, the eagle, that's where the birds get their chayis from. Then you have Adam, that's where we get our chayis from. But the bottom line is that we, behema, get its chayis from shard, because behema is a recipient from shard. Therefore, shard is the masculine, and behema is the feminine, and therefore the source of behema comes from shard. And the right is this infinite revelation of Hashem, that's the aryeh, the level of fear, that causes fear. V'nikra ava selam, and that love of Hashem is called ava selam, sha'ava zubay dehelem v'hester. Because that love of Hashem comes in a concealed way through Olam, that causes, I'll explain in a second, the creations to have this tremendous desire to have Hashem. Okay, what he's saying is like this: We learned already in other places, Al Rebbe elaborates this in Tanya also. There's Avas Olam and Ava Rabba. Sometimes we use the expression in davening, Ava Rabba. Sometimes we have Ava Salem. What's the difference between Ava Salem and Ava Rabba? So Siddhis explains, Avas Olam means an Ava that comes from meditation into the world. Meaning, when a person meditates in the universe, how great it is, how powerful it is, and how endless it is, so to speak. And that all comes from one word of Hashem's mouth. So when you meditate into the level of world, how vast world is, that creates an Ahavat Hashem. You want to attach yourself to this great, powerful, and mighty Hashem. But therefore, it says like this. Why is it called Ava Selim here, the Alter Rebbe? Not only does it come from meditation into the world. The Alter Rebbe said, that Ava that you can internalize comes to the word Helem, concealment. Hashem's revelation as is too great for us to handle. So Hashem has to limit it, and then we're able to handle it. That's why it's called Ava Selim. Not only because the meditation comes from meditating into world, because above world, our brain can't get. We can't meditate into something that we don't get. We don't understand. Right? Ava Selah means a meditation of Hashem from world, from the limitation of world, from the concealment of world. We understand that level of Hashem. Therefore, it's called Ava Selah. The kach adam shem is bein in tamid bein sichli. And therefore, when a person constantly meditates with the eyes of the seichel, the way this infinite level of godliness is concealed. And therefore it's called Olam world. Milashim Helam Vehester. Then what happens? Mis'eder b'tshuka nifla. He becomes awakened with this tremendous desire. Shemishtekik, he desires. V'nimshuk b'teva l'mayla, and he becomes drawn automatically above. L'er b'erda chayim. And this is called Behema Vavazuta Shebetecha Elimus. This is called the mini love of Hashem. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining what does Zeta Behema mean? The neshamas that are called Zeta Behema, those neshamas have a limited Avaselim, basically. They have like a Behema, which is a limited form from Shor. It's the receiver from the level of Shor. It's a limited understanding of godliness, and therefore that level is a level from concealment. The maila of it is that because it's concealed and limited, we can gain by it. It's not way over our heads. If somebody talks to you way over your heads, yeah, you don't get anything. So yeah, it's a very powerful revelation, but what are you getting from it? Well, it doesn't affect you in any way because you're not getting it. It's way over your head. When somebody limits it to the level of the recipient, so then they get something. Yeah, it's very limited, but they get it at least. What they have, they have.
And how about it? Couldn't limit the chesed?
Huh?
Avraham Avinu couldn't limit the
chesed? No. Avraham Avinu was unlimited chesed. Therefore, Citizen Kabbalah explained, Yadi Yishmol. Yitzchak was unlimited gvura, so he had an Esav. Yaakov, there was a combination of both. All his mitos shleim, all his kids were tzaddikim. Bechlal, any extreme is no good. Extreme chesed. You can imagine a person is such a nice guy. He'll just everything is so he'll give good to bad. And he'll feed evil. Well, you have to be nice to a guy that's robbing a bank. You have to help him because you have to do chesed. Unlimited chesed is no good. Unlimited gvur is no good. Listen, in raising children, the whole thing is the balance between chesed and gvur. Too much chesed is no good raising kids. Too much gvur is no good raising kids. You need an exact balance. Sometimes more chesed, sometimes more gvur, depending what, you know, who, what, when, where. But the problem with too much chesed, too much revelation of Hashem, it's not a problem, obviously, there's a reason for it. But But the problem with that, as far as we're concerned, is you get nothing. Yeah. That's the difference between Gan Eden and Olam Hazeh. Gan Eden is only Ziv HaShechina, a ray, but you get it. This world, you get essence, but we don't get it yet. That's the paradox of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. What Mishnah said, in the same Mishnah, Yafesh Shachas B'Tshuva Maisen Tevim B'Elam Hazeh Mikoch Ha'Elam Abba. Tshuva Materi Maisen in this world is better than Olam Abba. And then the next statement says, one second of bliss in Olam Abba is better than this whole world. So which one is it? So the answer is very simple. You're talking about what you feel, bliss that you feel. Olam Haba is more, because you feel it. Why is Olam Hazeh more? Because this is a ray and this is the essence. You can't compare the two. Each one has its uniqueness. So Zera Behema is ones that have a limited understanding of a locus from Avas Olam and Av of a concealed level that comes to meditation into the world. And he says, but Bechinus, that's Zera Behema. What's Zera Adam? That the Pasuk says, I created Nisham Zera Adam, Zera Behema. Bechinus Adam, Kresha Kosov Al Dumusa, Kisei Duma Kamada Adam, Hainu. Martyr that I said, the people that learn Teda, Al Derech Moshe, Kamei Adam, Shesh Beira Machi Vodim. Vishasagidim, like a person, a man really, has 248 limbs and 365 veins. Behema, he says, ain't behemoth is present. Behemoths don't have 248 limbs and 365 veins. Only a person has it. Why does Adam have it? Because in Torah there's 248 limbs and 365 veins. Therefore, it's called Adam Adam Le'elyin. Women have 200, well, it's machlekes, but the way it's accepted, 254 limbs, more than men. Four. But there's an interesting, there's a Tshuva Mincha Salazar, you know, we repeat Hashem Elokeichem Emes, you have the three words, because Krishna has 245 words. The Chazan, you hear it from the Chazan yourself, you say Ani Hashem Elokeichem again, to make 248. Says the Tshuva Mincha Salazar, the women do that also because they don't have 248 limbs; they have 254. So, is there a reason why women should repeat Ani Hashem Elokeichem if they're davening alone? And in Mincha Salazar, yes, they do. Why? Because it corresponds with the limbs of Hashem. No, it's about our limbs. Hashem has 248 limbs.
And this Hashem is male.
Of course. What did you think? A white male Ashkenazi. I mean, how do you ever think
what's
different?
What's the question?
Yeah, what's the question? Anyway, so therefore, what are the 248 limbs of Hashem? The mitzvahs, which are, what is a limb? The vessel for the life and blood and everything. The mitzvahs are the vessel for the life of Hashem in the world.